Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day is starting with clear skies and a warm sun across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild temperatures, while Jerusalem remains slightly cooler. In Haifa, the breeze from the Mediterranean is gentle. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that the coffin of French soldier Florian Montreuil was flown today for burial in France. He was killed yesterday in southern Lebanon. Also from the Jerusalem Post, the IDF confirms that Hezbollah attacked UNIFIL soldiers during a ceasefire. French President Macron blames Hezbollah for the attack. Also this hour, Mariv reports that the recent maneuver in Lebanon revealed new challenges for the IDF. Hezbollah deployed explosive drones using fiber optics. Separately, Ynet reports that the commander who rebuilt Hezbollah's Radwan force was killed. This follows IDF strikes on over 150 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. And finally, I-24 News states that more than 150 Hezbollah operatives were killed in IDF's final strikes before the ceasefire. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lebanese journalist Nadim Kotesh, posting just minutes ago, stated that the Gulf countries' efforts to appease Iran failed, leading to inevitable war. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today about Israel preparing for renewed conflict, questioning if war will resume. From I-24 News_EN, Iran's military command accused the U.S. of violating the ceasefire after an Iranian cargo ship was seized. Let's go deeper. Starting with the story from Walla, French soldier Florian Montreuil's coffin was flown home today. He was part of the UNIFIL mission and was killed in southern Lebanon. This tragic event underscores the ongoing tensions in the region, with France holding Hezbollah responsible for the attack. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF confirmed Hezbollah's attack on UNIFIL during a ceasefire. French President Macron condemned Hezbollah, holding them accountable. This comes as France seeks continued engagement in the region to stabilize tensions. Meanwhile, Mariv highlights that Hezbollah's use of fiber-optic-controlled drones presents a new challenge for the IDF. This technological advancement could complicate future military engagements. It signals a shift in Hezbollah's tactical capabilities, raising concerns for Israeli defense strategies. In a related development, Ynet reports the killing of the commander who rebuilt Hezbollah's Radwan force. This was part of IDF's final strikes, hitting 300 targets. The operation aimed to weaken Hezbollah's military infrastructure before the ceasefire. Finally, I-24 News corroborates that over 150 Hezbollah operatives were killed in these final IDF strikes. This significant blow to Hezbollah might temporarily lower their operational capacity, but tensions remain high as the ceasefire holds. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports the dollar weakens as the shekel surges. Economists are puzzled by this trend, noting the shekel's 19% rise despite ongoing conflict and economic deficits. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Iran announced the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. This led to a 14% drop in oil prices, now at about $81 per barrel, affecting global markets. And finally, Ynet Business reports the dollar has dropped below 3 shekels. This is the first time since 1995, driven by tech and foreign investment inflows benefiting Israeli import costs. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.